Chapter 14. There was nothing Mulan could do. Shishi's fate was eclipsed by the fog below. She hung her head, holding in a sob. She'd barely gotten to know the lion, much as he teased her for being small and for being unworthy of the great task of saving Shang. She knew Shishi had a mighty heart. Even in those few hours, she'd come to admire his loyalty to Shang and his bravery. She'd already gotten used to his companionship, had started to think of him as a friend. And now, Shang tried to touch her shoulder, but he settled for resting his hand above hers. She wanted to tell him that they needed to go down, needed to help Shishi, but she knew what Shang would say. If we do, his sacrifice would be for nothing. We would not honor him. And he'd be right. Mulan glanced up. The half moon loomed over them, shining bright against the crimson sky. Her mission was to get Shang out of Diyu. She wasn't about to fail that now. There was no choice but to keep going. Honorable Shishi, she thought, swallowing hard. I know I promised that you would continue to be Shang's guardian. I wish you could have made it out with us. But I won't let your sacrifice be in vain. I will get Shang out of here. She turned to the captain. Keep climbing. Sometimes Mulan swore she could hear King Yama's laugh emanating from above, taunting her and Shang over Shishi's loss. Then she'd realize it was just the pounding of her heart. She'd lost track of how many times she looked down, sliding her eyes down the slope of the mountain to where they'd started out. Every time, she hoped Shishi might burst out of the fog with a hearty roar. But he didn't. Only King Yama's warning thudded in her ears.
Should you die here, you stay here.
She grimaced. That warning had been meant for her, not Shishi. The only thing she could do now was make sure they got Shang out of here. Shang turned, his bare hands pressed against